looking at dual BLyS and APRIL inhibitor therapy, atacicept uses a fusion protein to bind BLyS and APRIL in circulation, making it unavailable for the receptor. And in its phase two studies, you can see that for a follow-up of 36 weeks, there was an actual nice stabilization here in GFR with a very stable GFR, whether looking at the combined dose on the left or separately the 75 or 150 milligram atacicept doses. You can see a stable GFR as compared to a 9-month loss of about 5 mL per minute in the placebo-treated patients. So significant preservation of kidney function was achieved. Again, leaving us with the idea that complement inhibition can effectively reduce proteinuria, and we want to see longer evidence of GFR stability, and that agents blocking B cell activity or B cell modifying agents can also reduce proteinuria in a safe fashion, with a good hint that the GFR will also be stabilized and it being well tolerated.